Всем добрый день.
Hello, everyone. Hello, Dr. Michael Lightman. We're continuing with our course, and today we want to talk about self-realization and personal growth. I'll start with the definition. Personal growth is a process where a person develops, and this process includes self-realization and personal growth practically in all human realms, fields. According to Maslow, self-realization is the most important part of the pyramid. It's at the highest part of the pyramid, Maslow's pyramid. Maybe to say a few words about the pyramid itself, there was such a psychologist, Abraham Maslow, and he built all the human needs in the form of a pyramid. At the bottom of the pyramid, you have different bodily needs, food, heat, things like that, and security. Then he talks about social needs, also divides them into connection, care for your family, self-respect, respecting others, and he also talks about the highest, which are the spiritual needs, self-realization, self-expression. And my question to you is, what stands behind man's desire for self-realization? It is, Dr. Lightman, it is a person's strongest yearning, desire to attain his sense of self. It is actually a kind of yearning for the Creator. Well, depending on what form, of course, does a person depict that to himself, but if he does not realize himself that way, does not push himself toward that, then actually he lacks that spark of being human being, because a human being, Adam, from the word Edameh, to be similar to the Creator. In Hebrew, that is what Boreh, that is what Adam, man, literally means in Hebrew. Then when a person tries to realize himself that way, he feels similar to the Creator. Michael, so self-realization, the way you see it, is to become like the Creator, to come to know the Creator, and the Creator and nature are one and the same. Dr. Lightman, yes, to get to know the entire creation. Michael, and how is that different from simple knowledge? There's also yearning for knowledge. Dr. Lightman, no, here besides that, there's also godliness. Michael, so it's not just knowledge, it's physics, things like that. Dr. Lightman, no. It's ruling, governing nature, everything, and something. I have to be so unique in something that others don't have and only I do. Michael, well, this started developing in a person 300-400 years ago, this kind of yearning. Dr. Lightman, yeah. Michael, well, godliness, we've attained this more or less. Today, every person wants to be the god of nature, the ruler of nature, and we see how we're trying to bend nature under our own will. We want it, doesn't necessarily agree, but the desire for it we have. Dr. Lightman, yeah. Michael, self-realization, can it be on every level of this pyramid? It could be that I want to realize myself, suppose, in business, for example. Not even for the sake of money, but simply I have this kind of desire to govern, build a business. Meaning, realization isn't necessarily only on the highest level, but on each of these levels. Dr. Lightman, yes, and you have to teach a person how to understand this realization correctly, how to develop yourself, how to compare yourself to others. A person has to nonetheless be in some kind of fight, competition with others, otherwise there will be no progress. Michael, one more thing I wanted to ask about is the connection between consumption and the development of humanity. There is a historian Her name is Khaturichyan, and where she overviews the development of humanity in the light of the development of our desires. And there are such times about from 3,500 years ago, 35,000 years ago, and up to about 4,000 years ago, it was the development of our basic desires. It's like food, sex, family, basic desires. Then about 4,000 years BC and until 500 and until 1,000 years ago, it was the desire for wealth. Then from 1,000 until 500 years ago, it was the desire for power, control, and from 500 years ago and up until now, more or less, the desire for knowledge, renaissance, and so on. And starting with end of 21st century, it's the desire to find the meaning of life and realize yourself on that step of the pyramid. And the question is, in every generation, people wanted to realize themselves. They were looking for the meaning of life. What is special in our time, and what does it mean to realize yourself on this last level in spirituality? Dr. Lightman, like she says correctly, Khaturichyan, we wrote a book together. Our desires, yearnings are developing gradually, and they're developing according to special laws. The highest degree is the one that we're on today, and there's nothing higher. And man, he wants to realize himself and be like the Creator, to become like the Creator. The egoism is pushing him toward that, and on the other hand, what is revealed in a person is the complete inability to do it. And here he says that it is impossible to resolve being like the Creator directly, but it has to be approached from a different angle, meaning that a person has to get from nature such forces that he'll be able to change himself and will build above himself this kind of additional level that is called to be similar to the Creator, that in addition to all of his other aspirations, he is an animal. On the animate level, the way we're built, we're animals. So where is this human being that we have to develop? Where is it hidden in us? So he's hidden deep, deep inside of us. It's only a tiny desire that gradually, over centuries, is developing until we start feeling it in our time, and it is realized in a very interesting way. To be like the Creator means not that we have to develop our initial egoistic nature, but that we have to change it into its inverse altruistic form, meaning if you want to be a human being, then you simply have to, as if, turn yourself inside out to relinquish as if your animate existence, and not only what it seems to us that we're in, what we're like any other animal, but also in our human as if engagements nowadays, meaning we have to invert all of our values. All of the values that we have today, the desire for power, money, honor, respect, and to prefer over all of that to research, inquire the Creator, and to become like Him. Michael, if we say that the Creator, it's just a kind of field, thought, laws, one of the laws of nature, people always wanted to research that. What's the difference today, Dr. Lightman? The abilities and opportunities that we have today, that today we actually can research the Creator and become like Him. Or we can say that to the measure to which we become like Him, we can inquire Him and become like Him. Michael, what happened? Dr. Lightman, our ego has developed to such a degree. Michael, so our ego helps us to reveal the Creator? Dr. Lightman, yeah, to begin with. You gave us this answer that the ego is developing in every generation, leading us gradually through all of these states until we reach the last of them. This is the pyramid of Maslow. Michael, so you can't reveal the Creator with a little egoism. It's not the Creator then. What we can reveal with a small egoism is not the Creator. It's some of His actions, some marginal things. Michael, and this means to realize yourself in spirituality? Dr. Lightman, yes, it means to reveal the world. Michael, we'll get back to that, okay. Now, this is the goal of man's life, the meaning of his life, and this is possible to do in our time. Now, a few facts about the gradation of the desire. The greater the quality, the less people have it. Dr. Lightman, of course, it's a pyramid. Michael, so not everyone has to or needs to realize himself on that highest level. Dr. Lightman, of course, at the basis of the pyramid, there are people that are left only with the simple animate desires, family, work, sex, things like that. Michael, it's all determined, predetermined, that you can't pass from one stage to the other. Dr. Lightman, it especially depends on the person himself, on, so to speak, how he was born, who was he born, and not a lot, but there is what you can change under the influence of the environment. This is something that Balasulam writes about, that under the influence of society, a person can change his fate. But for this, he really has to realize himself in a new environment to, so to speak, concede himself, relinquish himself to others, and then he will receive from them their, Michael, desires, aspirations. So, if I'm on the third level of the pyramid, suppose, then what follows is that if I realize myself there, then it means that I reveal the meaning of life on that level, and that's all I need? Dr. Lightman, no, you only reveal the meaning, but you're not realizing it yet. Furthermore, there's the realization, Michael. So all of humanity will have to reach the peak of the pyramid and reveal the Creator. Dr. Lightman, all of humanity eventually comes under that highest degree and it becomes the center of the sphere or ball or however you want to call it. And all people, or you can say all souls, because all in all, it's a process that is going on for many generations. And all souls this way, connecting between them, realize one common goal, reach one common goal. Michael, so here we're, this is beyond the boundaries of our world, Dr. Lightman, of course. Michael, so if a person is on a certain level of his desire, then throughout his lifetime, most likely that these desires won't be able to change unless he's an environment that can push him to the top of the pyramid. But you're saying that if we look at humanity as a whole and that big metamorphosis that we're going through, then everyone has to come to the realization of the desire and reveal the Creator? Dr. Lightman, yes. You don't lose your desire for the lower degrees, meaning even if I'm at the top of the pyramid, I'll still have the bodily desires and so on. Dr. Lightman, the entire pyramid exists in all of us. Furthermore, the higher a person arises in his values, the more qualitative his desire becomes, the stronger his connection to the lower degrees. This is, Michael, this is something that we have to write down. This is also a determining factor. Dr. Lightman, yeah, and it says about this in the Wisdom of Kabbalah that the yearning for food, sex, and so on, to the contrary, it grows the more a person ascends. Michael, the need for those basic desires, not that a person starts disregarding them, but to the contrary, he starts feeling them more appealing. Dr. Lightman, yes. Michael, and the desire for respect and money, Dr. Lightman, yes. Michael, so he has this constant war inside himself. Dr. Lightman, this is his growth. Michael, so it's not that this entire world becomes indifferent toward it, toward money and everything. Dr. Lightman, never. This is only written about in books for children. Michael, yeah, that spiritual people that this doesn't interest them. Dr. Lightman, to the contrary, the greater your spiritual desires become, the stronger your egoistic, earthly, corporeal desires are. Michael, and if to look at the development, evolvement of all generations, then it's not precisely determined the desires aren't, but certain desires prevail in a certain generation, like in the fifth, from the 500 BC and until 500 years ago, in general, in those generations, there was the desire for power, control. It doesn't mean that they didn't have other desires, but simply that this is what prevailed in those generations. And in our generation, what do you think? Can we say that self-realization prevails nowadays? Dr. Lightman, our generation, since we are already as if turning this pyramid into a circle, we're saying that nature is integral, that all of this is one big sphere where all levels support one another. Therefore, we can say that all aspirations, no matter what they are, no matter what is revealed in a person, there is room for all of them. There's room for all of them. It's not only for wealth, for entertainment, for some revelations or something. It's absolutely for everything. In our time, you can't point out something compared to other periods, that our period is characterized by something specific besides one thing, that in our period, the desire for revealing the Creator is starting to appear in a person. Michael, exactly. So today's generation mostly have the desire for self-realization specifically in this realm, revealing this general law of creation. Dr. Lightman, yes. Michael, you think that it would be ideal if people that are on the level of higher needs will be at the heads of governments, because today the lower degrees control the sages and this destroys everything. Dr. Lightman, I don't think that sages are capable of governing. It's a different, completely different science of things. But the kind of people that have to be in government are those that will listen to and will realize the thoughts of sages. Michael, yeah, always around a governor, there were sages. The sage wasn't directly in control or in government, but he used to give advice how to do it. This is how it was all throughout history, that around the ruler, there were sages. Dr. Lightman, yeah? a good example with Napoleon, that around him there was a very big team of scientists, and whenever there was a fight, he used to say, "This is the center of this is the center, and put all the scientists, all the wise there to protect them." But he always took them with him. Michael Maslow thought that in order to reach this highest level of the pyramid, self-realization, no more than 4% of humanity can come to that. And even to realize 40% of this desire, a person feels content. What do you think about this, Dr. Lightman? Of course, if there is realization, but if you have a desire, but you can't realize it. Like in our time, many yearn to reveal the Creator. Not just to study this. This is something that's revealed to everyone. Anyone could study the matter. But if we're talking about to reveal the Creator, it's not something that is given to anyone, and therefore here you can't say that a person is achieving this state and that he's happy. Michael, so in the framework of a single lifetime, like he says, that 4% achieve this, but if we say that if we're talking about the general thought of creation, which is your realm, the wisdom of Kabbalah, then everyone will have to come to the revelation of the Creator. Dr. Lightman, yes. Michael, yeah, every time a certain portion of people, always there were a few thousands or a few millions that were in a certain level of attainment. Dr. Lightman, yeah. Michael, can a person consciously rise from a lower to a higher degree in terms of his desire, consciously, himself? Dr. Lightman, himself consciously means that it depends on the environment. What environment will he position himself in, place himself in? Actually, this is already, it's from the moment where a person became separate from animals. From that point on, he can start climbing through the degrees of the pyramid, regardless of the normal natural advancement of how the normal natural advancement of these degrees happens. Michael, it's possible to do it only consciously, or, you know, it happens like with children, that naturally their potential is revealed. Dr. Lightman, it is all embedded in a person's fate, but a person has the ability to hasten this. Michael, so I can say that personal growth, Dr. Lightman, is on the one hand predetermined. On the other hand, it depends on one's personality. Michael, so the speed at which you reveal this depends on the environment that a person's in. Dr. Lightman, yes. And also, Balasulam, in his article, The Freedom, he writes that how is it possible to realize this and use the environment and so on. Michael, many psychologists in this term of self-realization include that a person's personal growth, not only they talk about this and also socialization, meaning there is the personal potential that my question is, what's more important, genes, personal potential, or the environment? Dr. Lightman, what determines are the genes, and eventually they are the ones that will push a person to realize himself. And onwards, the environment, what we call chance, even though that nothing happens by chance, but this is how we call it. Michael Maslow also writes that the what this gives to a person is that it allows him to realize himself. The environment allows him to realize himself. Dr. Levin, yeah, it allows him to accelerate his development, the environment. Michael, so the environment, what is it? How important is it, Dr. Leitman? It's very important, because if I choose the right environment and I connect with it, to it, by that I truly change my fate. And the method and the speed at which I go through different states, by that I determine my connection with the environment. Michael, the signs for personal growth is an increasing desire for the increasing ability to understand others, to analyze things, becoming more responsible. What could you add to this list? The sign for personal growth, how can you determine? Dr. Leitman, to the measure to which a person acknowledges the importance of the environment, that shows personal growth. That's the most important thing, meaning that besides what exists in me and develops in natural ways, there's just one parameter left in me that I can change, and that is the environment. Michael, so it is taking responsibility for your life. This is one of the signs of personal growth. When should a person say that only he is responsible for everything that happens with him? And when should he say, well, to shift his responsibility onto nature, the upper force, something like that, to say that it's not in his hands? When I'm responsible, then it all depends on, you know, there's the hidden hand, Dr. Leitman. Being completely immersed in an environment, being interconnected with it, completely handing yourself over to them as if being immersed in them, dissolved in them, through that connection, I start feeling that which I get through my efforts toward the environment and what the environment gives me without my efforts. This is how I actually begin to decipher or divide these actions over me. Michael, I'd like to ask a few more questions sent by our viewers. Many questions. We'll do it in the form of a blitz. Short questions, short answers. What to start your personal growth with? What's the best thing to start it out with? Dr. Leitman, I have to find out what am I drawn to, actually, and that it isn't the result of being in some kind of environment that gave me its values, but to find out what am I yearning for. Michael, is there sooner or later in personal development? Dr. Leitman, better sooner than later, of course, but actually one way or another, I'll have to realize myself. Michael, for you, self-realization, what is it? Dr. Leitman, to realize my soul to the fullest. Michael, what's the difference between self-realization and fulfilling my desires? Dr. Leitman, this is on the animate level, and self-realization is attaining or becoming like the Creator. Michael, at what age did you seriously become engaged in self-realization, and how exactly? Dr. Leitman, I think that only after I found my teacher, Farabash. I was 33 years old. Michael, how to decide who to be, what to do for a living? Can you give us some advice? Dr. Leitman, it doesn't matter how to make a living, who to be, meaning in terms of your profession. The main thing is we're in this world not in order to somehow earn or realize ourselves within the boundaries of this world, but in order to realize ourselves in regard to the Creator. Michael, where to find the motivation for personal growth? Dr. Leitman, in the environment. It says that respect, the desire for respect, and envy. This brings, this advances a person. Michael, to stay in your comfort zone or to come out of it? Dr. Lightman, neither. You necessarily have to enter an environment that will give you the next level of your development. Michael, how important is positive thinking for personal growth? Dr. Lightman, it is important, but alongside with this, you have to understand that one way or another, there is also a critical point of view of things. Michael, if the environment chose not to develop, should I run from them, not to become like them? Dr. Lightman, I always have to search for such an environment that will push me forward. Michael, why do I not realize what I know? Why are we made that way? What's standing in our way? Dr. Lightman, fear? The egoistic desire to hide, not to be humiliated, harmed in any way, and some other small disturbances and things that I can lose if I will, petty things that I can lose if I'll be engaged in attaining the higher goal. Dr. Lightman, I have to be very sure, self-assured, and without any doubt, to be in, to realize my abilities and to attain the uppermost goal. Michael, how do you react to disturbances standing in the way of you achieving your goal? Dr. Lightman, I think that in some way I'll be able to bypass them if, once again, I'll examine correctly my goal and myself. Michael, what life achievements are related to self-realization? Dr. Lightman, to correctly scrutinize correctly the pyramid, and then you'll see how simple everything becomes. Michael, self-realization for men and women? Dr. Lightman, there is a difference, but it depends on the man and the woman. Michael, in potential, everything's immersed in a person, and it's necessary to start. What's important is to start realizing your potential. And this is possible to do only thanks to the environment. Dr. Lightman, yes, Michael, and this is the method. Dr. Lightman, absolutely. Everything depends on the environment. Therefore, you have to try and build around yourself the correct environment, society. Michael, so you think that all those psychological methods where a person works on himself in order to improve certain qualities of his, characteristics, all of that is unrelated to that realization that you talked about of becoming a human being. Only through the environment can he. Dr. Lightman, this psychological method is good up until you reach the level of realizing yourself and becoming like the Creator. In our times, it won't work. Michael, thank you very much. Dr. Lightman, all the best.